Two police officers from Brookline who allege racism on the part of the department are joining a group suing the town in federal court. The group is seeking damages and reform in the way town leadership handles race relations. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
The 85-page complaint lays out allegations of widespread racism and cronyism in the town of Brookline.
The town has a set of rules for white people and a set of rules for everybody else.
Brooks Ames is an attorney representing eight people suing the town and the Board of Selectmen. Ames announced the action last night in the lobby of Town Hall, surrounded by about 80 supporters, as selectmen held their regular meeting upstairs. Those suing include two black police officers, Estefano Sarai Miskin and Prentice Pilot. The officers have refused to return to work since December after they came forward with allegations of racist treatment at the hands of fellow officers.
I don't believe that the town has a zero tolerance policy. I believe that the policies that are on paper are worthless, that they're ignored, that they are purely for show. They're window dressing. So at this point, I don't need to have the policy explained to me. I already know what it is. The policy is that you get to call someone the N-word if you're white.
Named in the complaint is Board of Selectmen Chair Neil Wyszynski. Wyszynski said after the meeting that he'd only had a chance to skim through the complaint, but he says he's disappointed the police officers rejected the town's efforts to mediate.
I was hoping that we would be able to engage in mediation and hear the officers' concerns and try to address them in a constructive way.
The argument filed in federal court adds seven plaintiffs to a suit brought against the town last month by African-American firefighter Gerald Alston. Alston says he was called a racial slur by another firefighter in 2010 and that the town retaliated against him for bringing it to light.
This is an amendment to a previous complaint where there's a motion to dismiss, so I would encourage you to read that.
In that motion, the town claims that Attorney Brooks has a hidden agenda, dating back to a policy dispute when he was on Brookline's Human Relations Commission. In addition to Alston and the two policemen, the suit names three others who say they were harassed because they're Hispanic. The suit also includes a complaint from a sanitation worker who says he was treated with hostility after injuring himself on the job, as well as a man who claims he was unfairly passed over for a firefighter position. Attorney Brooks Ames says the eight plaintiffs want the court to order the town to reform its policies.
The federal court has the power to say, Brookline, you have to stop the way you're doing business, because it's unconstitutional.
The plaintiffs are also demanding monetary damages for those they say were harmed by the town's policies. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.